Good evening and Merry Christmas Eve. Our opening hymn is O Come All Ye Faithful, which can be found in your worship aid. Please stand.
Thank you. us pray. O God, who gladden us year by year as we wait in hope for our redemption, grant that just as we joyfully welcome your only begotten Son as our Redeemer, we may also merit to face him confidently when he comes again as our Judge, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. For Zion's sake, I will not be silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet, until her vindication shines forth like the dawn, and her victory like a burning torch. Nations shall behold your vindication, and all the kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name, pronounced by the mouth of the Lord. You shall be a glorious crown in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem held by your God. No more shall people call you forsaken, or your land desolate, but you shall be called my delight, and your land espoused. For the Lord delights in you, and makes your land his spouse. As a young man marries a virgin, your builder shall marry you. And as a bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so shall your God rejoice in you. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Paul reached Antioch in Pisidia and entered the synagogue, he stood up, motioned with his hand, and said, "Fellow Israelites, and you others who are God-fearing, listen. The God of this people Israel chose our ancestors and exalted the people during their sojourn in the land of Egypt. With uplifted arm, he led them out to it. Then he removed Saul and raised up David as king. Of him he testified, 'I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will carry out my every wish.' From this man's descendants, God, according to his promise, has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus. John heralded his coming by proclaiming a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John was completing his course, he would say, 'What do you suppose that I am? I am not he. Behold, one is coming after me. I am not worthy to unfasten the sandals of his feet.'" The word of the Lord.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, Do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and he took his wife into his home. He had no relations with her until she bore a son, and he named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord.
Once again, I wish all of you a truly blessed Christmas. Isn't the cathedral decorated so beautifully? And the music is superb. You even have me singing along with you. Thank you for this wonderful, wonderful evening. And thank you for your presence here tonight. You know, there are many, many emotions that are part of Christmas and Christmas Eve. Father Knott, who had been the pastor here a few years ago, he of course is celebrating a Mass now over at Holy Family that is called Blue Christmas Mass, recalling those families who had a death very close at hand. You know that poor child. One time, Archbishop Sheehan was preaching a sermon, and a mother got up with the child just like that, and he stopped her and said, "Ma'am, please don't leave. Your child is not bothering me." She turned around and said, "Your Excellency, thank you, but that's not the problem. You're bothering her."
Deacon's Michael, yes.
Allow me also to commend Father Michael as pastor. Thank you so much for your faithful service as pastor. We're very grateful. And Deacon Chris, for your working so closely with him. This is a very good time of the year for all of us to say thank you. But you know, there's nothing like having in your family a little child at Christmas time. And the excitement that Christmas brings.
Yeah.
I used to love to go to bed as early as I could because I thought I would then get up as early as I can and get my Christmas gifts. I hope I'm not the only one who did that. An excitement about Christmas. But you know, when a parent or a grandparent takes a child to visit the nativity scene in the back of church, excitement is not the emotion. The emotion is wonder. The sense of wonder. How could we sing Silent Night without our hearts being filled with a sense of wonder? G.K. Chesterton, a wonderful writer, said one time that the gift of gratitude is happiness doubled by wonder. It's happiness, but not just happiness because we're getting things that we wanted, but rather a happiness that is based on this sense of mystery and wonder, because tonight we celebrate the fact that the Son of God came among us as a human being in order to be our Savior. And so that sense of wonder is the first emotion that we ask God to fill our hearts with. There's a second opportunity, and that is Christmas is about teaching and passing on tradition.
made his case.
I was at a gathering recently, and I heard people talk about the food traditions that are part of their families, and I grew up with a similar such tradition. But our Holy Father had a wonderful example on December 1st, the first Sunday of Advent this year. He issued an apostolic exhortation or letter entitled, the Latin word is admirabile signum. The English word, it simply means an enchanting image. And you know what it's about? The nativity scene. He's encouraging all of us to get our own nativity sets. By the way, if you don't have one in your home, after Christmas sales are a gold mine for you. And in the process, he said something interesting. He said, wouldn't it be wonderful if the adults in the family shared their first experience of the Christmas nativity scene. Their first encounter with Jesus. Wouldn't it be a wonderful way to pass on the tradition of our faith by telling our young people, you know, we'll probably be known as an age, unfortunately, that has not told enough stories. We don't tell people as much as we should about what it was like when we were growing up. I hear that bell ring, and if I'm still preaching and the bell rings again, I'm in trouble. But what a wonderful way for you tonight, or in the next few days, to share your experience of Christmas and the encounter with Jesus Christ that was yours. Perhaps it was your parents or your grandparents that gave you that experience. And how rich it would be to be able to pass that on to others. The word tradition, traditio, means to pass on one to another. Now there's a third image, and by the way, this is my last one for this sermon. And it comes from the prophet Isaiah. You probably heard it when the first reading was proclaimed. Isaiah is talking, this is 2nd Isaiah, this is the 62nd chapter. It's right at the time of the Babylonian captivity when everything was taken away from the Jewish people, especially and including the temple and their land and their homes. And he predicted this. He said, no longer, this is the word God spoke through the prophet Isaiah, no longer will you be called forsaken. No longer will you be called forsaken, but rather you will be called my delight. Someone who has experienced an addiction in their lives, and I know that virtually every family who's here tonight has a relative or friend who has been involved, if you yourself have not had to deal with an addiction. You know what it's like when someone experiences being forsaken, given up on. And for that person to hear announced to them, you are my delight, are the words of salvation. Pope John the 23rd, now a saint, back in the early 1960s, went to visit. Popes didn't go around too much in those days. But on Christmas Day, he went to visit prisoners in a jail in Rome, it was called Regina Caeli, Queen of Heaven. And he spoke about the virtue of hope and how they should never give up hope, those who were incarcerated. And after the homily and the sermon was over and he was about to leave, one of the inmates came up to him and said, Holy Father, were those words of hope meant for me? Were those words of hope meant for me? Christmas is for you to allow the words of hope of our Savior to enter your hearts. and to be renewed, to turn away from selfishness and sin, who of us doesn't need to do that, and to allow this Christmas to be a deeply enriching experience encountering the person of Jesus Christ. It's within that context that I ask each one of you to receive the message of Jesus Christ and to have a truly blessed Christmas. And you know, the gift that is given is not really received unless it is shared. And so to use that opportunity, if not tonight, then sometime tomorrow, to reach out and extend that gift of faith and that gift of Christ's birth with someone who needs to hear words of hope. Have a blessed Christmas.
We've got our wonderful nativity scene here at the cathedral. We started working on it Sunday night after our last Mass. It's a beautiful little scene. It's one of the few that has a cheetah maybe at home. We've got one that has an exotic animal. We can't confirm that the cheetah was actually there when Christ was born, but it's here. So part of what we're missing, though, is that we need angels. We know that they were present in the Gospels when Christ was born. So I'd like to have the young people, you can interpret that as you wish, come forward to join us. If you need a young person and you need a chaperone, that's okay. Just bring them up here with you. And we'll go as a group, as a flock of angels to the nativity scene. If you come forward, it means that you're going to be representing an angel tonight. But this is a 24-hour gig that you have. So the expectation is that you act like an angel for the rest of the night. And at least until this time tomorrow. I don't want any children to be scared away because of that obligation. So if we have any more, please come forward. A very small one. Good. We've got a few more. There's still time. Good job, ladies. Strength in numbers. This way. This way. Right here. Good job. I think we're here. If anybody else wants to join us, you can accompany us as we head to the nativity scene. Thank you. Let us pray. God of every nation and people, from the very beginning of creation, you have made manifest your love. Our need for a Savior was great, who sent your Son to be born of the Virgin Mary. To our lives, he brings joy and peace, justice, mercy, and love. Lord, bless all who look upon this manger. May it remind us of the humble birth of Jesus and raise up our thoughts to him, who is God with us and Savior of all, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Okay, everybody did a wonderful job. We're going to go back to our places, same way we came. Thanks to each of you. Good job. Please stand. Before we have our profession of faith, allow me to do something I meant to do in the homily. So many of you have been very good in praying for my recovery from the cancer treatment and surgery, and I neglected to say that thank you, so I hope it counts now. I'm very, very grateful for your support of me and your prayers, and I must tell you that the treatment and your prayers have done wonders, and things are moving very, very positively. Now, I also want to mention to you, you'll notice as we do the creed, there's twice in the year that we pause, and instead of bowing our heads, we actually pause, kneel when we talk about the words of the Incarnation, pause again, and then stand and resume things. It's amazing how well, without rehearsal, we'll be able to do it. So I invite you to open to page 9. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess my baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life.
Dear friends, let us open our hearts and minds in prayer, asking that on this Christmas day, the Lord will hear and answer us. As we come together on this vigil of Christmas Day, hear and answer the prayers deep within our hearts. Stir up within us the gift of faith. Make us grateful that we ask this through Christ our Lord.
Thank you. whenever she gets
brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. As we look forward, O Lord, to the coming festivities, may we serve you all the more eagerly, for knowing that in them you make manifest the beginnings of our redemption, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, a new light of your glory has shone upon the eyes of our mind, so that as we recognize in him God made visible, we may be caught up through him in love of things invisible. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, that you accept and bless these gifts, these offerings, these holy and unblemished sacrifices, which we offer you firstly for your Holy Catholic Church. Be pleased to grant her peace, to guard, unite, and govern her throughout the whole world, together with your servant, Francis, our Pope, and me, your unworthy servant, and all those who, holding to the truth, hand on the Catholic and apostolic faith.
Remember, Lord, your servants, and all gathered here whose faith and devotion are known to you. For them we offer you this sacrifice of praise, for they offer it for themselves and all who are dear to them, for the redemption of their souls and hope of health and well-being, and paying their homage to you, the eternal God, living and true. In communion with those whose memory we venerate, especially the glorious Ever Virgin Mary, Mother of our God and Lord Jesus Christ, and Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles and martyrs, Peter and Paul, Andrew, James, John, Thomas, James, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Simon, and Jude, Linus, Cletus, Clement, Sixtus, Cornelius, Cyprian, Lawrence, Chrysogonus, John and Paul, Cosmas, and Damian, and all your saints. We ask that through their merits and prayers in all things, we may be defended by your saving help.
Celebrating that most sacred day in which the Blessed Mary, the Immaculate Virgin, brought forth the Savior of this world, and in communion with those whose memory we venerate, especially the glorious Ever-Virgin Mary, Mother of our God and Lord Jesus Christ, and Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles and martyrs, Peter and Paul, Andrew, and all the saints, we ask that through their merits and prayers, in all things we may be defended by your protecting help. Therefore, Lord, we pray graciously accept this oblation of our service and that of your whole family. Order our days in your peace and command that we be delivered from eternal damnation and counted among the flock of those you have chosen. Be pleased, O God, we pray, to bless, acknowledge, and approve this offering in every respect. Make it spiritual and acceptable, so that it may become for us the body and blood of your most beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, he took bread in his holy and venerable hands, and with eyes raised to heaven, to you, O God, his almighty Father, giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took this precious chalice in his holy and venerable hands, and once more giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Christ, your Son, our Lord, we, your servants and your holy people, offer to your glorious majesty, from the gifts that you have given us, this pure victim, this holy victim, this spotless victim, the holy bread of eternal life, and the chalice of everlasting salvation. Be pleased to look upon these offerings with a serene and kindly countenance, and to accept them as once you were pleased to accept the gifts of your servant Abel the Just, the sacrifice of Abraham, our father in faith, and the offering of your high priest Melchizedek, a holy sacrifice, a spotless victim. In humble prayer we ask you, Almighty God, command that these gifts be borne by the hands of your holy angel to your altar on high, in the sight of your divine majesty, so that all of us who through this participation at the altar receive the most holy body and blood of your Son may be filled with every grace and heavenly blessing.
Remember also, Lord, your servants who have gone before us with the sign of faith and rest in the sleep of peace. Grant them, O Lord, we pray, and all who sleep in Christ, the place of refreshment, light, and peace. To us also, your servants, through those sinners, hope in your abundant mercies. Graciously grant some share in fellowship with your holy apostles and martyrs, with John the Baptist, Stephen, Matthias, Barnabas, Ignatius, Alexander, Marcellinus, Peter, Felicity, Perpetua, Agatha, Lucy, Agnes, Cecilia, Anastasia, and all your saints. Admit us, we beseech you, into their company, not weighing our merits, but granting us your pardon, through Christ our Lord.
Through whom you continue to make all these good things, O Lord, you sanctify them, fill them with life, bless them, and bestow them upon us. Through him and with him and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. We dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer to one another the sign of peace.
Peace of Christ be with you. Peace of Christ be with you. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, we pray, that we may draw new vigor from celebrating the nativity of your only begotten Son, by whose heavenly mystery we receive both food and drink, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.
I want to say a word of thanks before the final blessing to each of you for your prayerfulness this evening. Thanks to all who helped us pray in the various ministries. It takes a lot of people to get through a Mass, even on Christmas Eve, so everybody did a great job. Thank you. We also want to acknowledge Archbishop being back. It's great to have him here in the rectory where we live, but also here. Christmas from the cathedral. There's a parting gift for you as you leave this evening, a small book, a token of gratitude and blessing for this Christmas season. Thank you.
Father Michael, let me piggyback on that and saying how blessed it has been for us to celebrate the birth of Jesus. And please carry that with you tomorrow so that you will tell the good news to someone, maybe someone who's in the hospital or who's a relative that you haven't spoken to for a while. Give them a call. If it's a toll number, Father Michael will pick up the tab. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.